it's Yedua that Bali Musa, when they started talking to a tzibur, they would say, really, I'm talking to myself, but I'm just talking a little louder. You'll excuse me if I start for a moment to talk to myself. And I say to myself, I don't know how irresponsible, I don't want to talk words harsher than I take, and I accepted this invitation to stand and to speak in these crucial moments to such an audience that the difference of a word can mean the difference of more hesedus or less hesedus. And as we heard, can mean a difference, can change the balance of this trembling moment. What ichrayus, what responsibility. And I don't usually talk to myself so loud, but I would like to start with a bakasha to this audience, to ask a tefillah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put into my mouth those words that should be said at this moment. I remember once I was davening on Yom Kippur in the Mir Yeshiva, and there was a bacher davening right in front of me. An American bacher was there, find a bacher. And after Ma'ariv, I spoke a few words, told him a few words of the Shadrus, and then during Shacharis, Kriyas HaTorah, Musaf, and I was the best I could telling him what's the Avodah, what's the specialty of the Musaf, specialty of Mincha. And I can't forget, right after they finished Mincha, and they started Ashrei for Ne'ila, he turned to me with such a trembling. What now? What do we do now? Lamaisa, we, a moment before Ne'ila, at the Shas HaKoneh, maybe we in Eretz Yisrael less, but the world is trembling. Am Yisrael all over the world are screaming and crying to Hashem for us. Probably most of us sitting here, English speaking, got telegrams, telephones from hysterical mothers. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up such a unique situation. Rabbi Yonah says, when a person has Yisurin, Chas v'Shalom, someone gets sick, something bad happened to somebody, and the reason is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being ma'orah to do tshuva. But many times we feel, of course it's a service to do tshuva, but there is also an over, there's a past. Many times things that happen to us are in a form of punishment. And here we're in a situation, in a crucial situation, that if it blows over, actually nothing happens. There is no punishment. The whole issue is the future. What will happen tomorrow? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up in a political situation that we have an issue with an absolute Meshuggah or a madman, unpredictable. No sane person can speak and could make any kind of idea what's going to happen, because he's in a madman. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasized that you, we and our families and Am Yisrael are in our hands. What we do, our maisim, we can create a situation that nothing happened, and chas v'sholem, the worst of worst. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up with such mashgichim in our homes, in the closet, staring at us. And here you have a gas mask for the 3-year-old, a little crib for the 1-year-old. I think we can agree, Rabbi Yisai, that these days are the most beautiful days in our life. What is life? Life is not enjoyment. Our great grandfathers in Gan Eden are enjoying more than we enjoy. Life is opportunity. That's what life is, that's what life is for. Yofasha achas b'tshuva ma'asim toivim b'olam hazeh mikol chayim habo. It is more beautiful one moment of this world than all of the endless beauties of olam haba. The kol chayim habo, we're talking about olam haba of the Chofetz Chaim of B'kivega. The beauty of life is opportunity. And these are the most beautiful moments of many of us in our lives. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our homes, Kaviyochel crying to us and giving us an opportunity to change, to daven, tshuva, tefillah, ma'asim tovim, everything which we know we heard. And as we heard before, one ma'aseh can make the difference. I would like to emphasize on one of the nekudas which we heard from Hagoyin and Moshe Aaron Shlita. The sugya is a very wide sugya, and it's one of the most essential sugyas of Yiddishkeit. We'll put it in the words of the Vilna Gaon. Sometimes the Torah talks in a Lashon Yochid, and sometimes the Torah talks in a Lashon Rabbim. And the Gaon says, whenever the Torah talks in Lashon Yochid, the Torah is talking to the Rabbim, because we're talking to Am Yisrael. And whenever the Torah talks in Lashon Rabbim, the Torah is saying all of you, meaning each and every one of you. Now really, there is a terrible problem when a tzibur comes and listens to a drasha. Let us say, and we had heard before, for instance, do tshuva, and the yachid, the particular person, is sitting and saying, what does this rabbi want from me? He's telling me that all of you people could do tshuva. Can I create that all of us should do tshuva? Isn't that what he said? He says, Rabbi Yisai, don't talk Lashon Hara. Is it in my hands that all the people sitting here shouldn't talk Lashon Hara? Well, he probably also meant that I shouldn't talk Lashon Hara. But what value is my not talking Lashon Hara? When we're talking about a sakan of Am Yisrael. And Chazal tell us that in the birth of the Jewish people, Yehoshua ben Nun, Chazal tell us these words, Tzim Tzimon ben Shtei Badi Orin. Yehoshua ben Nun took all of the Jewish people, the thousands and hundreds of thousands, and men, women, and children, and created a nest, an astoundingly great miracle. And all of the Jewish people, Tzim Tzimon ben Shtei Badi Orin. The Orin, the two sticks of the Orin, were 2.5 amos wide, and all of the Jewish people were put into these 2.5 amos. Ubezois Teidu, the Pasuk says, Ki Kel Chai Bekir Bechem. And now you know that there's a living Hashem within you by this nest, that you are between the two Badi Orin. What is so unique about this nest? I think maybe we can explain it as follows. When we see the Orin Kodesh, And there are millions of Jewish people, Baruch Hashem. Ken yirbu v'chen yifetzu. And who is the one who is standing in front of Hashem? All of us. And here's what Yeshua said. B'zayis teidu. Look at this miracle. And find who is standing in front of the Aron. I. Just little me. Each and every one of us. There's room between the two body Aron for one. And who is there? I. B'zayis teidu k'kel chai b'kir b'chem. And this is something which needs emunah, and it's one of the yisaidus of Torah, and one of the yisaidus of Yiddishkeit, that each and every one of us, and again, let's not talk to a crowd, let's talk to my own self. And I don't want to disagree with what we had heard before. But Hagoyim Mashiach said before, one of your ma'asim, not one of my ma'asim, my small ma'asim. And I say, even Rabbanim, the Chiddush, it's hard to believe, even Rabbanim can do ma'asim tov once in a while. And kimachriya the kaf. Besides teidu ki kelchai b'kir b'chem. That each and every one of us, Rabbi Sai, I want to tell you, Yiddish HaShkofet, Jewish foundation of belief is as follows. When we say to each other, if I would ask one of the audience, tell me, why last year was there an abundance of rain? And why this year is there no rain? So you say, probably the Jewish people don't daven the way they should, don't learn the way they should, talk a little more Lashon Hara the way they should. Yiddish HaShkofe is probably, there was one Yidden or one Yeshiva Bocher that last year he was saying to him with that Gishmak, and this year he became a year older. He's already in Shir Gimel Shivik Doyle. There's pastors like the Zogna, they could kill him. And there's no rent. B'zayis teidu ki kel chai b'kir b'chem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkid. And in history we see all the great upheavals of history were created by individuals. Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Menashe ben Chizki Melech Yehuda. Who was the one who brought Am Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael? Ezra HaSefer. We had a Moshe Rabbeinu. We had a Korach. We had a Bilam. We had a Yeshua ben Nun. The great upheavals of history. And the Hachrayas were created by Yechidim. And the difference of those days and today, and you will say, of course, those are great neshamas, but I'm a microbe. The difference between those days and today, those were days of light that everyone knew it. And today is the days of Choshech. Someplace, somewhere, a Yiddish tochter Macht chalitz mit Hashem letchine, with a little more of a nice of a tefillin, and there's no accident on the way to Tel Aviv, etc., etc. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu and there's a Miriam HaNeviah, and the Torah starts off even before we mention Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a Shifra and a Pur, and who is Shifra? And who is poor? These are the beautiful names. What's about Yocheved? What's about Miriam HaNeviah? A Shifra, Mishaperes HaSavlat. She used to make little bows on the babies. And this is what saved the Jewish people. And Miriam used to say, poop, 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 poop.
a little mice. And the Torah does not emphasize the greatness of these people. A small person, someplace, somewhere, is what Machriya the Kav. It's something which needs a lot of emunah, because we can't imagine 600,000 people in 2.5 amas. But we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Ein Sofius. And we say it in Shemini Esrei. We start the Shemini Esrei with such beautiful tefillahs. Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Choneinu Hashiveinu. And the last words, the Chosemes, the last word is Elokai, my Hashem. My private person Hashem. You are mine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am yours, my Hashem. And any person here who said Elokai today, my Hashem, and if it's your Hashem, then the whole situation is in your hands. And yours does not mean to this tzibur. Yours means to the individual that is sitting at this place and hearing me speak. You don't listen to the speakers in Achdus. There is a very Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. We have a Rishus HaYochid, and this Rishus HaYochid is the person. Chazal tell us Ilfa and the Gechenon decided we have to go and make pranos. The pasuk says, "Lo yibochu evyon," and they went out to make panos. The two gedolei hador, and on the way they stopped next to a wall to eat some bread. And the Bechon hears two malachim talking to each other, and one malach says, "Let's push down this wall on these people, that they're leaving over chaya olam, leaving over the Torah." And they're going to look for Parnos. And the other Malach says, no, let's spare them. Because one of them is going to become a Rosh Hashiva. And Rabbi Yochanan says to Ilfa, did you hear anything? She says, no. And Rabbi Yochanan says these words, Shema Mino, I see. If I heard, they mean me. If I heard, it means me. And he told Ilfa, he says, let's use a different passage. There have to be poor people. I'm going back to the yeshiva. If I close my eyes and I hear what's going on, then Hashem means me. I don't know what anybody else hears, but if I heard, it means me. Now, I'm going to apologize. I'm speaking 15 minutes. I didn't start my drush yet. I would like to, at this gathering, to discuss a certain sugi. And I would like to, in a few words of introduction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help me, and you should help me, that what I'm going to say now, I'm going to discuss an issue at length, should not cut off from what was said until now and what everyone thinks is so important. I'm going to emphasize on a certain nekuda, but it does not mean that what we know until the discussion I'm going to make is not what is most important. Our avodah is Shuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah. What we heard before, the Mischazik and Lashon Hara. Sof kol sof, the Hisoiris saying Tehillim. Everything which we know is so important. This is what's going to be done. This must be done. Maybe I'll tell you just for a moment what I told that Bocher. I can't forget. I remember it was such a service for me. He says, what are you doing now before Neila? And I told him, you know what? I remember that. These are the words. I just said it without even thinking. So you know, when a war, so there's soldiers, and you hide behind something, a stone, and you shoot and you aim, and all of a sudden everything explodes, and you go out and you fight with your hands and your feet. I told him, now you scream. Don't let no chashvoinis. Now it's kneeling, you just scream. That's what you're supposed to do with your hands, your feet, your mouth, scream. And that's what we have to do, Rabbi Sai. We have to scream to Hashem. And the audience here knows better than I do. Scream doesn't need sound. Cry doesn't have to be watery tears. Soak libo mel Hashem. You can become hysterical within you. And that's what's most important at this crucial moment. But I would like to take this opportunity to discuss a sugya, which in my own personal opinion, and I'm saying it as a humble expression because I don't know if this is really what should be said at this moment. Maybe I should go on and keep on emphasizing how important it is to scream to Hashem and to do tshuva. And again, I hope that what I will say now will not take off from what's most important. I would like to discuss a certain thing. We know that we're in Yom HaDin. And there is a month of the year that Am Yisrael are in Din. Yerech HaEsanim. Esan means strong. That strong, great month of Tishrei. Now Tishrei is divided into two. It starts off with an Aser Simei Tshuva, and it finishes off with a Sukkos, a Hishana Rabbah, and a Shemini Atzeres. Now there is a puzzle in this setup. We know that there's a cloud of Mayim Bekodesh V'loy Meridim. In Kedusha you always have to go up. And we know that the year, the cycle of the year is a ladder. We start off with Pesach, which is the birth of the Jewish people. And then we have Shavuos, our Bar Mitzvah. We become Bar Chiyuva, we get the Torah. And then Sukkos is the Chasana, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, the Chuppah. And before then we have, like, the Minigas, the Chosn, the Kala. Before the Chuppah, do Tshuva, they fast. Just before Sukkos, we have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Until Shemini Atzeres is the most beautiful day of the year. And then we start Chanukah and Purim, which is also going further up in the ladder, but let's not discuss it at this moment because we don't have the time. Now the question is as follows, which bothered me always. What is the greatness of Sukkos above Yom Kippur? Can we compare the beauty of Yom Kippur? Many of us still remember, still relish those moments of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, that great, wonderful day. And we start from a shachris, we go on to a musaf. And that musaf, and that avodah, v'akoyin v'om, that is service when we fall on the floor in front of Hashem. And then a mincha, which we think that we'll never make it. And all of a sudden, the ilah. That greatness, that scream, that Hashem, Hashem, until you come to one final expression, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Atin Hashem Echot. And those hachlotis, those decisions, that vekis, that beauty, that greatness. What could be added? And then the next day, all of a sudden, Shalom Aleichem. Sukkos. What's so beautiful about Sukkos? And Chazal tell us the first 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, Bichlau, there's no Averis. Well, in our modern times, we find time to do Averis. No problem. But it's a word of Chazal. Chazal tells us there's something very special in these days. And then we start Sukkos. Why is Sukkot, and with what is Sukkot, a continuation of greatness above Yom Kippur? Can we compare the beauty of the Jew on Sukkot to Yom Kippur, to Rosh Hashanah? And the greatest of great days is Shmini Atzeres. What's so great about Shmini Atzeres? Mest Cholopshis. I don't know who knows what Cholopshis is. What's so great about Shmini Atzeres? Now the answer is, I won't be at length, but let me just try to say it in a few short words. Imagine you walk into a kitchen and you see a woman is making a lakshan kugel. Imagine you walk into a kitchen and you see a woman making a lakshan kugel. And she's churning the lakshan and putting in pepper and putting in salt and tasting it and making a lakshan kugel. Now, this picture can be one of two. It can be a Polish goyter. Could be a Polish goyish woman. She's a perfect cook. She's ibig again. She cooks, of course, the balabasta. Open the fire. Shouldn't be bishul akum. And she is completely, gives her, you could say, with all her heart, she wants this lakshan kugel to be perfect. It could be a dienstenstub. And she's making a lakshan kugel. And you could even say she put heart into the lakshan kugel. She puts heart into the lakshan kugel. You know what? Let's take the Polish goita out of this discussion. It could be a mazeret. It could be a hired woman. Let's make it a Yiddish woman, just to make it more, you know. Let's leave the Polish out of this gathering. It could be a hired Yiddish woman making a lakshan kugel. Or it can be a balabasta. And she's making a lakshan kugel. And she's, you know why she's making today such a lakshan kugel? She doesn't make a lakshan kugel every Shabbos. But today, Yankele and Shmulik are coming home from the yeshiva. And Yankele loves lakshan kugel. And he learned so gishmak. And her husband spoke to Rosh Yeshiva. And Yankele is coming home. And the Avadim talk and learning with Tati. And it'll be a Shabbos. And with lakshan kugel, with mein kugel. And it's for Torah, and it's for Yiddishkeit, and it's the covered Shabbos Kodesh. Or it's kochzach, and it's cooking ava. Now, what's the end of the lakshan kugel? And I asked your Rabbi Sai, whose lakshan kugel do you think is more tasty? I don't want to say it. But that lady that was hired, if she won't make a perfect lakshan kugel, she's going to lose her job. Or the dear mame, either she got seafood pepper, too much pepper, or too little pepper. Or she forgot, she was so excited about Yankele coming home from yeshiva, she forgot to turn off the fire under the sugar, and instead of light brown, it became black. Now I ask you, whose lakshan kugel is more tasty? But do you know the difference between this maisa and this maisa? That's the difference, Rabbi Sai, between a Yom Kippur and a Sukkot. When we start from Rosh Hashanah, we work ourselves up to the greatest epitome that we can reach. The greatest greatness, until we say those words, which is the greatest greatness that you could reach. And these days are called Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim can be commercial. It can be a commercial greatness. And I don't mean to mazal on this greatness. What happens when Sukkot comes in? All of a sudden, and there's no doubt that our greatness in Sukkot has no comparison to the greatness of Yom Kippur. But Sukkot starts days of Av. the shaychus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkot is not a shaychus of greatness of Yom Kippur, but we start Zman Simchasein, and Sukkot is a home, and Sukkot is a chuppah, and here starts a new parasha, a parasha of Avos Hashem. Now, when we sit in our Sukkot, again, the greatness of Sukkot cannot be compared to the greatness of Yom Kippur. Now, let me try to come to the point that I want to bring out now. When we sit in this gathering, Rabbi Yisrael, and we gather together today with, my English is pale, my Sharon said I didn't go to high school. And we are here, we want to hear something. We want to hear, Baruch Hashem, you heard. We want to know what to do. What do we do now? Now, I want to introduce a word. There is two kavim. And again, I'm not trying to take off from the first one. The first kav, the first line is to take a line of Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is everything which is most important. Torah, Tshuva, Tzila, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Lashon Hara, and of course, most important is within our own homes. Within our own homes. Shalom Bayis, Vitur. This is all Yiras Shamayim. There's another parsha called Ahav. The difference between Yira and Ahav. Yira needs greatness. And again, I'm not trying to belittle our desires. We need Yira Shemaim, and all of us can become great today, more than any other time. But there's another parsha called Ahav. On Av, I'll call Peshoyim Techasa Av. The Rosh Kugel that was made to Av may not be as tasty as what was made with Yira. But this is commercial, and this is Teichai Rotsiv Av. This is something else completely. And really, it was mentioned in by the Moshe Aaron, the Zayin Gezint. When a baby goes, and Achmonos Pesach in time of war, and you find people in Golos, and you find people in most terrible situations, traveling, running, and here you have a mother carrying an infant, if you could ask this infant, yesterday you were in this city and today you're in a different city, where will you be tomorrow? And the infant will say, yesterday I wasn't in this city, today I'm not in that city, yesterday I was by my mother and today I'm by my mother. He doesn't know from war, doesn't know from nothing. He is by his mother. He is within the mother's embrace. Hashem roi lo echso. In these crucial moments, we have to take two kavim. Again, Yiras Shamayim is essential. But also, and maybe many, many times over, easier and shorter, to find a way to bring in our hearts some Av. Because the moment we can come to Hashem, or we can say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ibn Shalayla. Al Tova Mishpatim Abdecha. Because if you bring us to Mishpat with all our hiseris, but Hashem is Baruch, we are Bonecha Ahuvcha. We are your beloved people. If we can find a way in these crucial moments, again, besides the greatness of Yerushalayim that we have to do, in Yiddish it's called protection, maybe in Hebrew also, to say to Ben Shlomo, let's put everything aside, but you know, we're friends. Everything that's going on, but you know, take me in from the back door. I don't want to steal out everybody. I know I was always jealous. Always jealous. Sometimes I was in an office or in a bank or at some place, you know, we are waiting a line. And you see one, the chutzpah nigga lady just walking straight in. And I say, what? No, that's the wife of the confessor you're waiting for. Oh, well. She just walks in. If we can get this clip, excuse the expression, when Hashem is Baruch, then the story is over, everything. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu starts interfering. I think to myself, a mushroom. I thought, you know, I just imagine there was a judge sitting and doing justice to someone who did a terrible affair. Let's say, and the judge is an honest person, and he puts something over his eyes. He doesn't even want to see who it is. And here you have the Makateger, and here you have the Saneger, and the Kateger says, I'm sorry. This person did his follows, he did this, and he did that, and he did that. And the Saneger says, well, you know, he didn't know any better. And he says, well, we didn't know any better. You know what kind of family he came from? Imagine the judge is, you know, deciding, and he sees it's a terrible situation, and he's ready. But he says, let's hear the boy himself speak up. And the boy opens his mouth, and all of a sudden he realizes, it's my English, it's my son, it's my child. What turns over in his mind? We're on a bedin, but if we can speak up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can give an expression, you better stand up, I'm your Yisraelit. I need a doidi v'doidi li. Then everything changes. Now let me continue this discussion in Halacha L'maaseh. I'm sure that everyone sitting here that heard this discussion imagines as follows. Now this guy is sitting, he's standing up here, and he's talking about Yerushalayim, and he's talking about Avas Hashem. Now Yerushalayim, that's a big order. But he's for real? Avas Hashem? How do we come to Avas Hashem? Avram Oyavi. I mean, is that why they invited him to Malon Tamir to tell us about we should gain Avas Hashem? Of course, if we gain Avas Hashem, then we wouldn't have Avas Hashem, wouldn't start in the first place. Now you imagine you're a Shemayim being careful not to do Averis, and you imagine Avas Hashem saying Shema Yisrael. I tell you, the heart's cooked. Making Kiddush, the wine is cooking over. The Avashad was Revius wine, it boiled over, the Zephyr Revius left. Avas Hashem. Let's go back for a moment to Yom Kippur and Sukkot. What is our avodah on Yom Kippur? And what is our avodah on Sukkot? On Yom Kippur, we dedicate our 24 hours to greatness. We say viduyim, and we daven, and we daven Shemini Esrei, and another Shemini Esrei, and we scream and we cry, and it is a demonstration of greatness unparalleled any other time. What is the avodah of Sukkot? Well, Sukkot. What's the avodah of Sukkot? I know Pesach we eat Nidlach. Rosh Hashanah we eat Tzimis. What's the avodah of Sukkot? What's special about Sukkot? In the Beis HaMikdash, there was something very special about Sukkot. On Sukkot, we had very special karbonos. 70 Purim, 70 Purim. And the first day we makriv 13, and the next day was 12. And the third day it was 11, until we knocked down to 7. And Ashmini Atzeres, 1. Par Echod Ayel Echod. And Chazal tell us, Shivim Purim Kineged Shivim Umos. 70 nations. And we walk into Sukkot, and we're not talking about nations of the Avodah Zarah. They have no shaks to the Beis HaMikdash. Sukkot is Mashiach's times. I can't discuss it at this moment. This is the nations that were left. The 70 nations that were left, that were Chassidi Umos HaOlam, etc., etc. And here we start working with these nations. And we start at 13 to Mechatva on these nations. And then we go down to 12. And we try to get rid of them from 13 till 12, till 11, till 10, till 7. And then we come Shemini Atzeres. And in Shemini Atzeres, we have come to a matzav called Yichud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want it. No more big parties. No more 70 Purim, a small Suda Ketana, but just you and I. And Kavi Yochel, it's hard to express it, but the Zohar HaKadosh says, Torah do Kutcha Berichu, we catch hold of Hashem Yisbaruch of His Torah, and we kiss Him, and we hug Him, and this is Shemini Atzeres. How do we come to Shemini Atzeres? What greatness did we do? You know what we did? We threw out the goy out of our lives. We took the goy and we kept on knocking him down and down and down and down until we just threw him out of our lives. We think that Ava, of course the greatness of Ava is a kumva aseh. But really, Ava is more important, the Sheva Al-Kaseh, than the Kumva Aseh. In the Torah, you find B'lis Soif, without endless times, that the Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael is a chasen kal. What builds healthy family life? Of course, there are moments that the husband and wife feel a wonderful affection to each other. Excuse the expression. I remember when I was a boy. I was mamash a bokhro. I once happened to notice in a paper, a picture, a clipping of a paper, of a man and a wife that she had to be in the hospital. And he, when they got married, they swore that it was going to be under one roof. So when she went to the hospital, they made a special bed for him. So I said to myself, my mom's a bocha, I wasn't married then. I was a 15-year-old bocha, I said, this is going to end with a divorce. That's not what married life is.
Married life means to live a normal, healthy life, but together. Ava is emphasized when you cook, when you bake, when you go to the store. Living together, sharing life. But there's one tenai. The tenai, it should be yichud. The tenai of Avat Hashem is just one. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. This is the message of the Jewish people. If it's Echod, it will have to Hashem Elokeinu. What does Echod mean? What greatness does Echod need? Echod doesn't have to be great. It's just there shouldn't be anybody else involved in our life. Let me explain to you, for instance, what I mean. Imagine a fellow younger man who never reads Friday newspapers. Imagine. I'm just trying to emphasize my point. He reads Yediot Achronot. It comes from Kippur, Rabbi Yisai. He says Hashanu. His hand gives such a knock in his heart, comes out from the other side. And he deserves it. It's a terrible aver. It's a terrible aver. Avay dezora gilei raya shvichizdom. And he says, Hashem nu ribbono shel olam, no more. Bagadnu, gazalnu, I stole all the shefa kodesh. Ribbono doifi, and he says, vidui, once, until he finally comes to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. And he did shuv and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this fellow, besides the fact that he reads these shmutzig newspapers, he's damaged himself in the world. Let's say he reads it in magazines about cars. Does he do shuv on Yom Kippur or Shanu? Let's say he reads the magazines about the latest styles. Let's say. Asamnu, is that an Averia? No. Bogadnu, is that a Begida? No. Gazalnu, he goes through the Yom Kippur, perfect. And then starts Sukkis. You know what the Moshe of Sukkis is? Now, if you invite to your house a goy, a Ritzeach, a terrible person, throw him out. But you could imagine in a home there should be someone sweeping the floor. Imagine a chosen collar in a yichud room, and there's a little child that's sweeping the floor. So you say, what are you doing? Am I bothering? There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. That's not yichud. If it's yichud, yichud means privacy. When Sukkis comes, all that stuff, which was not a shamnu, not a gadnu, but it's goyish, all that goes out of our lives. Until we come to a Shmini Atzeres, when we can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my greatness is very limited, but you, Hashem Yisbarach, and your Torah is the only issue that interests me in my life. That is Av. That's Av. And the moment it starts with Av, you don't have the greatness of Yom Kippur, but it's great. Let me talk a few open words. I think everyone's realized that I have something that I want to say, but I just can't get the guts to say it. Everyone here is English. beside myself. We didn't come to the United States. Let's talk a moment about the United States. That's the country that I know. Rabbi Sayyid, and I ask a question. And I walk into homes, not in Eretz Yisrael, let's talk about Eretz Yisrael for a moment. I walk into homes, most beautiful, Yiddish, greatness of Torah. And you see, for instance, you see Cinderella, Snow White. And I ask Rabbi Sayyid, is there anything wrong with Cinderella? Nothing wrong with Cinderella. Is Cinderella Jewish? Is that Yichud? We train our children and our own selves, and we're brought up in a country, and we all came over here, Eretz HaKodesh, with our Pekalach. And I'm talking probably to a quarter of the audience here, but let me start with this quarter. Of our Pekalach and our interests, with all that we deserve, and again, not Chas V'Shalom any of theirs, but how much interest and how much feeling do we have? How much of our life is taken up by Goyishkeit? If it's books or magazines, and slowly we throw out the schmutz. There's no more schmutz in our homes, Chas V'Shalom. But so much Goyishkeit. Just the Harocha. I'm going to say something which I think many would be mocked at. But we're Rabbi said we're at war. Let me say it. And whoever doesn't like it, just skip it. There's nothing wrong with being healthy. There's nothing wrong with looking nice. But how much emphasis and how much, excuse me, love and affection do we have to that diet? To our looks. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. The sign is, if it takes a part, if it's something which is commercial, or does it take a part of our life, our interest? And we can't live without it. This becomes part of us. And we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yir HaShemayim, we're not missing Yir HaShemayim, Baruch Hashem. None of us are missing Yir HaShemayim. It's an understatement, we're missing Yir HaShemayim. Again, we should go, now it's time for Yir HaShemayim. But let's talk about something else. Can we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, this home belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the Emor. There is no one in this home between my husband and his wife and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course the children which are ours, B'shutus. And a goy has no Jerusalem struggle in this home. Because that's what Abba means. The moment that we say Tehillim, and we could say a very warm Tehillim, but there's nothing wrong with the Shtickle magazine. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Maybe I should, but I'm not saying it now. the Tehillim is Yerushalayim, and greatness of Yerushalayim, but not Av. Because Avo is Yichud, and Yichud is Echud. And everyone here went to Beis Yaakov, and you heard a million pshatim in Echud, and I'm going to tell you one more pshat. Echud means one. To share our lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be content and feel by Eishet Kivasiha. Within your presence, with your love, with your Torah, and one of Hashem's names, which is very, very important in our situation, is Shakai. And Shakai means Mishadei Marachoy Sashamayim. All the Kitrugim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishadei, he will destroy. It emphasizes his strength. But there's another Pshat in Shakai. Shedai Be'elakusi L'chol Beria. My Elakus, Hashem says, this should be enough for you. Yosef and the brothers is not enough for our children or for ourselves. Hashem is Barak Selakus is not die for us. When we finish our Tehillim and we finish our Torah, our Parashat Shavua, but we need something more. Shedai Belakus Yerachol Beria. And if we could say, Kael Shakai, die, I'm not looking for anything more. This is your word, Hashem is broke. Your Torah is what I want. Then it's Meshadid Marachot Tzadikim. Then nothing can stand up against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved. If it's Echad. Less Yerushalayim, more Yerushalayim. Echad. And let me talk now for a moment to another quarter of the audience. The last tip, I'll leave you alone. In American culture, one of the most important things for a person, and again, I'm speaking very delicate issues, one of the most important things for us that we've taught is important, and it is important, many, many times, is what's called in English to get out of the house. Take a babysitter, set up the kids, but at least once in a while to get out of the house. Now, I'm not going to say it's not important sometimes to get out of the house. Let's just analyze the words. And we heard, and each and every one of us, and all sitting here, but most sitting here, Baruch Hashem, married, and we went through Sherev Brachos. I don't know how much the Kala hears of the drushes, but I'll tell you, I hear drushes. And what they say by the men is one thing, the home is a Beis HaMikdosh, and the home is a Beis HaMikdosh. And the home is a Beis HaMikdosh, and the home is a Beis HaMikdosh. And that's all they talk is the home is a Beis HaMikdosh. And all we want is just to get out of the house. Never did I see in the Torah, in the Medrash, such harsh language. It says in Pasuk, "V'lo yoisi korosu Yaakov, Tiyogata be Yisrael. And the Midrash says, Yosef v'loi kol hayoim. A man is sitting and talking all day, schmoozing around, playing to schmooze about hard situation, Bush, Saddam Hussein, what do you talk about? Omer chaveroi, totoi, come let's learn. Omer l'lesni yachla, I'm tired, I have no koyach. Yosef v'loi kol hayoim. Schmoozing around all day. Omer chaveri. Boy, sleep, but let's daven a little bit. Leshan ha-yochel, I'm too tired. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ha-levai shlo yekarticho Yaakov, I wish I never knew you. Ki yagata b'Yisrael, you're tired of me. You have no koyach to me. I don't want to make you tired. I don't want to tire you out. If you don't feel good in my company, I wish I never knew you. These are words. Our homes are Bate Migdosh. And these little Pimpanokalach that we heard before, that the mother diapers and everything is an atmosphere, everything is a machshov. We spoke about two women in the kitchen. Let's continue the story. Esther Lokshin Kuma. And it's Tuesday morning, and it's 7:45. I don't want to remind you, you're sitting here and listening to a drasha. That dread of 7:45. And the mama gives Yankele abyssal pretzels. Nam the pretzels and gag isn't able to hide. Now I'll tell you two stories. One story is Yankele got up late and started even later, and it's a balagan in the kitchen, and he doesn't have his lunch, and the bus is hunking outside, and that bus is in Gefahren, not hunking anymore. And you give the pack the bissel pretzels, and you are nervous wreck, and Yankele gave him the pretzels. And I'll tell you another story. The same story. The bus is honking, and that bus left. The same story. And the mother reminds us of a mission. Moshe kibul Torah misina, u'misor liYehoshua, u'Yehoshua lizkenim. And the Rambam mentions 40 deres. There's Rabbi Akiva. There's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. There's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, there's Abaye, and there's Rava, and this mama loves in Beshankit, imagine. And she knows after Rav Ashi comes the Rambam, and then Rashi, and the Biki Veger, and the Chofetz Chaim, and my Yankele. And I am attaching him now to Har Sinai. And this is one Hemshech of Kedusha, of Taire, of Gedoyli Oilam. And she says, Yankele, learn the pretzel of Gein Cheder. The same pretzels and the same Cheder. But Ava. La Boisa, I don't want to talk harsh. But I shouldn't say, but I swear. This Yankele, Saddam Hussein, won't do anything to him. If he eats much pretzels, that mama feels that this is Torah, this is Kiddush, this is based on Migdash. Saddam Hussein, you're crazy. You're starting up with the wrong party. You can't penetrate the base on Migdash. Mishu Goyim, put them on the windows. Could you imagine? They're saying that they put little slits on the windows. Mishugoyim! You can't penetrate our windows! This is a Beis Hamikdash! But you know what happens? What happens? happens is that we break the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. You want to just get out of the house? This is too much for me. You break the walls? You made a hole in the wall? Let's not continue. As I said, Rabbi, this is one of the most beautiful moments in our life these days. I want to tell you a story, Rabbi. I can't mention the name. Many of you sitting here will know who I mean. I don't want to mention the name. I know a person. I will say, Mitzvah Shvoch. A person that you know, all of you know, the Baruch Hashem of Chazara B'Tshuva, thousands of people that did Tshuva and became Talmidei Chachamim. And I think many of you know that Arachim is an organization that makes these seminars. And I know the person who participated and who made Arachim jump from 5 seminars a year to 50 seminars a year with his donations. I know a person, this same person, that gave millions of dollars to Stoker. That built Torah and Yiddishkeit and builds today Torah and Yiddishkeit. And I never knew, he says, Drushes, I don't want to mention the name. Someone who I am like as a great person. And I never knew, where did this person get his greatness? And one time the Sheikh Lef Neitumah in a speech, he once said a little story. Now I'm a Ruach HaKodesh. But I feel that this is it. This is a story he said. He was a young man. He was a driver. He was driving around. He was a working man. He was driving down the West Side Highway. The night before, previously, there was a terrible funeral. There was a funeral of a sister-in-law of his that died. That's more Yosemite. And there was a late Thursday night revival. And it was Friday morning. And he was driving down the West Side Highway. I'm just quoting almost his words. And the radio was blaring. The radio was talking, you know, the news. Not cuts or something, anything else. And I stopped by a red light, he says, and all of a sudden I realized that the radio is talking to me. And I said to myself, how could you be such an achzar? How could you be so ruthless? Last night you buried a young sister. Such a tragedy. And today, you're just back to the meeting, and the radio's grabbing. And just by itself, he said, I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if there is such a thing, as learning Mishnah is Le'ilah Nishmas, I'm closing this radio, Le'ilah Nishmas of my sister-in-law. And he closed the radio, until today it was never opened again. And I feel, this moment, I can't describe to you how many billion times it is when you look at, but as close, absolutely close, how many thousands of people benefited greatness from this moment. A moment of Ava. Now you imagine a moment of Ava. A moment of Ava means uplifting of heart. A moment of Ahava is a Maisa of Sheva Altasit. To throw, take something and throw it out of the house. That's Ahava. And all of a sudden, the guy is out of the house, and you're by yourself with Hashem. You continue the same life, but it's a different life. It's a life of Yichud. If we, in these few days, can come home and change the atmosphere, we have tower homes. Again, I'm not trying to belittle all, but most important, our tshuva, our Yerushalayim, our Tehillim. But besides everything else, if we can come home and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. And as I said before, Rabbi Yisai, I think we're intelligent enough to know that we're in trouble. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm creating a Beis HaMikdash in my house. To get this realization of how precious our work is, to make it real, all the judges that we heard that Shabbos ticket cake is lechem upon him. Those Shabbos licht is Beis HaMikdash menorah. That the most wonderful, most beautiful place in my life is my home with my bread. And I ask mechila from them. Because this is the kivegele ba'osit. I shouldn't talk like that. On a future Chofetz Chaim. That this is the most beautiful place because here Hashem is Barakas. V'dai belakusi v'chol beryeh. I don't need tastes and interests and panoramas more beautiful than Hashoyes Hashchin in my home. Of course it includes Shalom Bayis. And we all need Chizik with Shalom Bayis. And cleanse, Yichud. I'm holding you too long. I'm just going to finish with one word. With one Chazal. Chazal tells us a story, and it's really not a Chazal, just one word is the Chazal, but the story is a parasha in the Navi, and with this I will finish. The Navi tells us a story as follows. I think everyone knows the Navi better than I do, but it's Torah, and you can repeat Torah over again. There was Achav Melech Yisrael that went out to war with Melech Aram, and the Navi told him, Yam, because they said Melech Elokei Haharim, you will win the war, but you should know what to do. And Achav went to war, and he won the war over Melech Aram, and he was supposed to Alpinavi destroy the nation of Aram because they were a terrible, ruthless people against the Am Yisrael. And the Navi tells us that the people from Aram told the Melech Aram, Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Chesed, him, that's who give you, whatever, the whole psukim there. And they came to him and said, Ben Hadad says, I wanted the tshuva. The kids, he said, Oidenu Chai, Ochi, he took him back and gave me everything back. And this was in Aver. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Novi, and the Novi disguised himself. Before he disguised himself, he went to someone and says, Hakeini no badvar Hashem. Hashem says you should strike me. Vayumoyel HaKoyze, he wouldn't hit him. And this is an Aver because the Torah says you're supposed to listen to a Novi, and Yechi was Chayav Misa, and the Novi says, you didn't want to hit me, Hashem said, a lion is going to eat you, and that's what happened. He went to the next fellow, he says, Hakei no bayar Hashem, Omar Hashem, Hashem said you should hit me. And he hit him, Hokoy upa tsoyim. He hit him and he beat him and he made tsoyim. Let me just tell you in parentheses what I think the pshat, the pasuk is. Hokoy means a dry blow. Petza means with blood. The Navi didn't say to make Petzaim. The Navi says you should hit me. Why did he make a Petza? He was a Chazinishnik. He made the bechumah. The mitzvah, he was at him to hack. And he was beaten up, b'dvar Hashem, and he put on a sack on his thing, and he scratched himself, and he came to the king, and started crying, Melech, I have a problem. What's your problem? I was at the war, there's all psukim, everything says psukim. I was at the war, and one of the Jewish soldiers, Joe, one of my friends, the Jewish soldiers, captured one of the people from the realm, and says, you watch him, and if you watch him, you're going to get money. You're going to get kesef. But if he runs away, you're going to die instead of him. And I said, all right. And I was looking around, and he just ran away. So the Melech said, sorry, if you said, you took upon yourself that you're going to die. And he took off the disguise, and he says, you know, I'm the Navi. Yan shalachto ish chel niyotcho, that's what happened to you. You were supposed to hold on to the Melech Haram, and you forgave him, and you let him go away. And the Pasuk says, V'hoyo nafshecho tachas, nafshoi v'amcho tachas amud. This is a nevuah of Hashem. Your life will be instead of his life, means you will die in war. V'amcho tachas amud. The Jewish people will die in war. And the Navi continues that they went on again to the war with Melech Haram. Obviously he came back again. And the Melech Haram says, don't start with anybody, just with the king himself. And there's one person, Naaman, Sarat Chazal tell us, Moshach Bekeshes Letumai, and he killed Achav. Vayavu Harina B'machne, it was Russia, people started singing. And they get on the cruise, everyone go home, and all the Jewish people went home, and the war was over, and no one was hurt. And that's the end of the pasuk that the Chazal tell us. And then Chazal asked this question. The Novi had said, the Novi said that all the Jewish people fall in war. What happened was only Achav was killed. And nothing happened to anybody. And these are the words of the Medrash. Oisei tipas dam. That drop of blood. Sheyotza ma'oisei tzadik. Tipa al kol Yisrael. When that Chazanishnik gave that Novi that blow, B'yad Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and a drop of blood came out, this drop of blood is Mechapra al Kol Yisrael. Rabbi Sayyid, I'm going to finish my discussion with one word. I think that the object why I came tonight and the message I'm trying to relay is pretty clear. I tried to speak it to all kinds of explanations, but I think it's very clear what I'm trying to bring out. I feel that one of the greatest problems, and I'm saying it I with Lashon HaNovi, I'm not worthy of standing here. The only matter that I have, I speak English. I'm not worthy of talking to you, especially in these wonderful and most crucial and trembling moments of sakona. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here, I must say, I'm mechuyav to say what I feel. I feel that the biggest problem in our lives, and maybe especially many of sitting here, but all B'nai Torah, Torah is growing. Baruch Hashem, everyone sitting in this room says Tehillim. And if he doesn't, now's the best time to start. And we try to be killed by Lashon Hara. Not enough. Not enough, absolutely. But I feel one of the most crucial problems is our dual interests. We have the Torah, we have the Yiddishkeit, but there is so much besides. We are so interested that our life should have tastes and enjoyment. And nothing bad, Chas V'Shalom. But just color outside of Yiddishkeit. Outside of Yiddishkeit. And this is a pircha on Av. Avo means echot. That we should try, and I think at these crucial moments, I have a suggestion, and this is my suggestion, I'm not doing nothing new. Throw something out of the house. Let us clean our house. At the time of Hanukkah, on all times, what we did was we got Avodah Zarah out of Beis HaMikdash. There's so many goyim in our Beis HaMikdash. And that's why our Beis HaMikdash is not so beautiful in our eyes. We all have Batei Mikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashiach Shechina B'Sechenu. We have all the ingredients. We have Emunah, we have Torah, we have Yerush Shemayim, we have Chinuch, we have beautiful children. We have husbands B'nei Torah. Everything is there. But just a little extra. That little extra, and I'm not trying to belittle it, that little extra is a piece of our life. It's part of us. To throw it out is a drop of blood. I'm not belittling it. I'm not saying it's stussim. Oh, it's stussim. Oh, it's not stussim. Those that I'm talking to them know that it's not stussim. It's blood. Tipas dam, one drop of blood. Keep out for Yisrael. That's all we need. A drop of blood. It could be to cleanse our homes. And there are many other ways. And those that don't know what I'm talking about, because everything that I've said is already Baruch Hashem Mekuyim. But again, within our home, within the Beis HaMikdash, a tipas dam. In these crucial days, Rabbi Sa, in these crucial days, and I started, but this is not going to end. The balance is weighed by individuals, and that's what we heard at before. The guy who spoke previous to my drasha. In these crucial days, an insult within the home, and to keep quiet. Rabbi Sa, you all know it's blood. Tipas dam. Beis HaMikdash. If we can within our homes create harmony, shalom, yichud, everything that we know Beis HaMikdash needs. Again, what to do, there's no end what we have to do. But sometimes it's easier what not to do. It's harder sometimes to close your lips and to say, hold till him. The difference is this is Ava, this is here. This creation of Beis HaMikdash, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should find our homes a home of cool and terror, a home of shalom, a home of shalom. And again, this will be my own home. But this man was talking to the audience. Tipas dam, one tzaddik that will create a Beis HaMikdash. Give him a chakra al kol Yisrael. And it's interesting how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up his world. Because chas v'shalom, something should fall. It doesn't fall in one home. It falls all over. And if there's one home that it can't penetrate, it can't fall. And that home could be mine. That home could be mine. If we can build our homes that nothing can penetrate, and it's not easy. It's a tipas dam, it's a drop of blood. Mechapel Kol Yisrael. I, with this end my drasha, and I'm very worried, because I'm afraid that Chas V'Shalom, what I have said is a point, will take off from the overall point. We need these days a lot of tefillin. But again, what is tefillin? Every individual, another pasuk of tehillim, another tefillin, another rice in the heart, another word. Everything we can do in these days, we're in sakone, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. This will bring a gevaldik yisaros of tshuva, and all of us will be zecha bezer Hashem to see the geula b'mehirah b'amen.
שלום. כל הלשון מפיצה תקליטורים, ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה ל-L שטרודל, kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622, או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.